Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Baylor Connections, a weekly conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week here on 103.3 KWBU-FM, we'll go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important issues like higher education, research, student life, and more. I'm Derek Smith, and here on this first episode of the program, pleased to be joined by Baylor University's 15th president, Dr. Linda Livingstone. President Livingstone, several months into her tenure, came on June 1st here at Baylor University. It's your first time here on KWBU-FM, and President Livingstone, thanks for joining us this morning. Excited to have you on the show and to be able to hear from you and other people here at Baylor University in the weeks and months ahead, going in-depth about important things going on here.
Well, Derek, thank you so much. It's a privilege to be with you. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to share in depth some of the exciting things going on at Baylor and to share those with the community. And I know everyone will look forward to hearing from our faculty and others on campus about the exciting activities that we've got and a lot of the really good research and teaching that's going on campus. So it's a privilege to be a part of this and to join you today.
Well, privilege to have you here and a privilege to have our partnership here with 103.3 KWBU-FM. And, you know, this is your first time here on KWBU. So, you know, I know a lot of people know you as president, but maybe kind of get to know you a little bit better. And let's go way back to Oklahoma, where you're from. And it seems like just hearing some of your stories about your family, your parents, that higher education has played a really important role in your life from the earliest days.
It has, and it's sort of interesting how that plays out. My mom came from a large family, 10 children, all of whom went to college at some point in their lives and have multiple degrees. My dad, as I've shared this story with others, was the first person in his family to go to college. So they came from very different educational backgrounds, but together, I grew up near a college campus because my dad was a college basketball coach. So from the very youngest ages, we knew we were going to college. And in fact, we got allowance once a week. And if we saved that allowance and if we put it in the bank, my parents would match it for our college fund. So we were incentivized not to spend our money, but to save it for college from a very, very young age.
So they're preparing you from the very beginning for maybe a career in higher education. And also athletics, a big part of your life. You were a student athlete at Oklahoma State, as was your husband, Brad, as is your daughter, right, Shelby, who plays volleyball at Rice. Tell us a little bit about the role that athletics has played in your family.
Yeah. Well, it's been very important. My dad, as you said, played basketball. My husband's father was a college basketball player as well. And then, of course, our whole family is involved. And it's been important to us on many, many levels. You learn so much by being a college athlete about, you know, competition, about hard work, about teamwork, about winning and losing. And so for us, it's been a wonderful part of our life and I think very formative in shaping who I am and helping develop me in part into the leader that I am today.
And the Waco community is getting to know you, also getting to know your husband, Brad, Baylor's first gent. And, you know, your daughter, Shelby, she's at Rice right now in Houston. But as we get to know them, what would you like the Waco community to know a little bit more about your family?
Well, I'm blessed to have a really fabulous family. We're very close, the three of us. It is a small family. And I have to say, Brad is absolutely my best friend and a wonderful partner in all that we do in life. And I certainly wouldn't be able to do the kinds of things I'm able to do in a job like this if it weren't for his support and encouragement. And he's teaching at Vanguard College Prep School here, teaching a class on the history of World War II, which is his passion. So if you ever see Brad and want to get him into a conversation, talk about World War II, and that will get him excited. And then our daughter, Shelby, she's just the joy of our life. She's a senior at Rice University. She'll go back next fall for a fifth year to finish her volleyball career out. She had an injury this year, and she's a cognitive science and psychology major.
Wow.
So I think she analyzes our thinking all the time because she studies the brain all the time. And she's just a joy, and we have so much fun with her, and we're excited to see where her life leads her once she graduates from Rice.
Yeah, she really had a great introduction to the Baylor family at your inauguration back in October.
She did. I think she stole the show at the inauguration.
Yes.
She did a fabulous job. I was touched personally and very proud of her.
We are talking to Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, and let's talk about your first several months here at Baylor University now. You came on, assumed the presidency on June 1st, and let's talk about just kind of your big surprises, first of all. What have been the biggest surprises to you in the months you've been the president?
I think all of the surprises have been good surprises, and I was certainly well-prepared and well-informed about all that was going on at the institution. But in terms of surprises, I think what's been really, really positive is the sense of optimism and hope around the university, the deep love and care and concern people have for the university, and their desire to certainly learn from the past and continue to address issues from the past, but a real desire to work together to help move the university forward. So that's been a really positive thing that maybe was a deeper sense in the community than I would have anticipated. And then the other thing, we knew that Waco is a pretty small community after having lived in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., so we knew we would sort of be pretty obvious in this community mm-hmm. as the president of the institution and the first family. But we've had more pictures taken of us and more selfies than I would have ever dreamed, but it's all been a great fun, and the students have been so gracious and welcomed us so warmly that it's been a real joy to be here.
Is that what's been most meaningful to you, is interacting with the Baylor family and sort of seeing what's on their mind these days?
It has been, and it's been really important for us. And we certainly knew Baylor because we'd been here before and we'd lived in the community for 11 years, but we'd been gone for 15 years. So coming back, you kind of have to reintroduce yourself to Baylor, and the Baylor family has just warmly welcomed us, and they are so excited to think about what we can do at Baylor, and they want to be a part of that. So absolutely one of the most positive parts of coming back was reintroducing ourselves to the Baylor family and reconnecting with them to help work together to move the university forward.
Now, you taught here from 1991 mm-hmm. to 2002 in the Handkammer School of Business, also got your start in administration as an assistant dean at Handkammer as well. Tell me about what you take away from your first tenure here that you bring into the presidency now.
Well, my experience here, this was the first time I had been at a Christian institution of education of any kind, but certainly of higher education. And so it was very formative for me in understanding what it is unique about Christian higher education, what's really valuable about Christian higher education, and why it is so important that we continue to grow the strength of Christian higher education broadly, and certainly Baylor more particularly. And so that was a unique thing for me. And it was really formative for me in thinking about myself as certainly an academic, but also a leader. And part of the reason that I ultimately wanted to come back is because I really love Christian higher education and feel it's a real calling to be able to advance Christian higher education in a significant way.
Now, in the future here on Baylor Connections, that's a topic we're really mm-hmm. going to be going on in depth on. But what is meaningful to you about the role that Baylor plays as a Christian institution, as a institution that can do research from a faith-based perspective?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really important that we need a Christian voice in higher education as it relates to the academy itself, the Higher Education Academy, but also to influence policy, to influence thinking in the world. And so we have an opportunity at Baylor as a research university, and there are very few significant Christian universities that have a significant research focus. And so it's an opportunity for us, because we're doing significant research, because we're building a reputation from an academic perspective, to have a significant voice that people will listen to. And that voice needs to be heard. But we have to be good at academics sort of independent of being a Christian institution. And then that gives us credibility to have a voice and to lay across that our views as a Christian institution that inform our research, our teaching, and the way we conduct ourselves.
And obviously, as president, that's really your job to kind of shepherd that forward in the weeks and months and years ahead. Let's talk about how you're doing that. What are some of the issues that are on your plate right now? Recently, we've heard you talk a lot about strong, secure, and strategic vision for Baylor. What does that mean, and how are you focusing on that?
Sure. Well, when I first got here in June, I worked with the leadership team of the school, the president's council, and then the board to outline a set of goals for this year that helped build a foundation for the longer term. And so we've used the framing of strong, secure, and strategic for that. And there's many goals kind of tied to that, but some of the key ones in the area of strong, it's really about strengthening the leadership of the institution in support of our mission as a Christian university. And so I've been working diligently to build the leadership team at the institution to ensure that we have the right team together, a strong team that is committed to our mission, committed to the university and moving us forward. So we've made some progress on that. We still have a couple of really key positions, our provost position, our chief business officer position that we're in the middle of searches for. And so we will bring those to conclusion before the year is out, and that will be really positive for us. The other thing in terms of strong is continuing to build the strength of our alumni base, our community base. There has been a lot of pain and hurt in that base, and we know we've got to reconcile that, bring people together. So that's certainly an important important part of what we're focusing on this year and we'll focus on into the future. With regard to secure, it's really about ensuring that we are secure financially, operationally, but also that we have a safe and healthy environment on our campus for our students and faculty and staff. And so part of that's just the financial security, and we are very strong financially. Our enrollment's strong, our endowment's strong, our giving has remained strong through all of this. And then we're working on the culture, and we've done a couple of surveys, a diversity survey and then a Title IX kind of sexual climate survey. And those have been very helpful to us. We've released those to the public that help us understand our climate and what we've made progress on and what we need to continue to work on. And so those will continue to be areas of focus for us. And then the strategic area is really getting a tremendous amount of attention this year. We are working on phase two of a strategic implementation of the Pro-Futurist vision, which is really the vision to be a significant research university that is unambiguously Christian. And there was a five-year plan that we are in the fifth year of now that really focused mostly on some facilities like the Foster Campus for Business and Innovation, the McLean Stadium, and some other facilities. And then there was a lot of student success built into that, graduation rates, retention rates that we've made huge progress on. Phase two will be the focus on building our research base, our scholarship, and really raising the academic profile of the institution in what we say in academic terms is like tier one research. And so we're building out that plan, and we're looking forward to rolling that out to the community as we move later into the spring and into the summer.
This is the inaugural episode of Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith, and we are visiting today with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone as we talk about strong, secure, strategic. You mentioned working with the alumni base and strengthening their ties to the university and how they're feeling just in terms of everything that's happened in the last couple of years. What do you think is key to that? When you hear from people what they want to see from the university, what do you think is most key to that?
Well, I think one of the first things we have to do is rebuild trust among that base in the university and in where we're going as an institution. And you build that trust by doing what you say you're going to do sort of every single day as you move forward. And that's certainly what we're trying to do. We're trying to be more open with our communication. We have press conferences after all the board meetings now. We do communications after the board meetings because there's certainly been a lot of concern about what happens in those meetings and how much people know about that. We are getting out among the community a lot. I've already done a lot of alumni engagement activities across the state and nation, and we've just kicked off a conversation series that began in the fall with on campus and in Waco with the interim provost, Michael McClendon, and the chair of our board, Joel Allison, and me. And then this spring, we're launching that across Texas, so we'll go to major cities in Texas as well as major cities around the country where we have strong alumni base. And those are really going to be open conversations about where we are, what we're doing, and allowing people to ask us questions about the institution. And so that communication, that engagement on a regular basis, we think is going to be really important to building trust and bringing people back together as family to move the institution forward.
You mentioned that a big part of trust is doing what we say we're going to do. And in the fall, we heard a couple of significant steps forward in terms of Baylor's response to sexual violence, that the 105 recommendations from Pepper Hamilton had been implemented and been completed. What has that process been like for you? And obviously, it's a big deal that they've been implemented, but what does that really mean for the university going forward?
Well, it's certainly very significant. Those 105 recommendations are sweeping across the institution. They actually go way beyond what the law requires with regard to Title IX implementation because it's the right thing to do for our students. And hundreds of our faculty and staff across all aspects of campus were involved in the implementation to conclude those. And I think what that means is it is we are able to show significant progress in shoring up some of the areas where we really were not doing all of the things that we needed to in terms of processes and procedures and everything. But the other thing is there are aspects of those recommendations that have to do with our culture and ensuring that on an ongoing basis we continue to implement those policies and procedures and change the culture. And so while we have completed those 105, there are aspects around sexual violence on campuses and sexual assault that you're not ever done with that. You have to pay continual attention to it. You have to be diligent in your training and your education and in the ways that you're implementing your policies when you do have incidents that occurred. And so we will continue on into the future to ensure that what's underneath those 105 continues to be important. And then we learn every day. And so we will continue to adapt and grow and learn as new information comes out about how to do everything we can to prevent sexual violence and assault on our campus and to, when it does happen in those unfortunate circumstances, ensure that the process that we have in place to adjudicate that are being handled as appropriately as possible.
What does it look like to change the culture? And I know that's a work, maybe not change the culture, but to build the culture and nurture it. I know that's a work in progress all the time, but what does that look like?
Well, and it ties to some of the things that we've talked about before. It ties to the way we're engaging with our community, the values that we talk about on a daily basis. It ties to the training that we do with people along a wide dimensions of activities because those reinforce the values that we have as an institution. And then when we have incidences occur, you can show that you've changed the culture by the way you respond to those incidences as well. So it kind of goes back to making sure that every day we're doing everything we can to live out our mission in a consistent way that indicates that we're a different Baylor today than we were. And we absolutely are, and we'll be a different Baylor 2 years and 5 years and 10 years from now as we continue to evolve and develop, not just around the issues of sexual assault and sexual violence, but as an academic institution. And as we think about the research we're doing, the teaching we're doing, and how we ensure we're providing the absolutely best learning environment we can for our students.
Talking to Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, and you know, here we are on the program right now. We're talking about Pro Futurus and implementing phase two. We're also talking about the recommendations that Baylor's implemented. Looking back a little bit, how have you balanced since you came on last summer, sort of balanced addressing issues of the past while also looking ahead to the future?
Well, it's a great question, and they both take a lot of energy and attention, but I don't really view them as two sort of separate activities because ensuring that we are addressing the issues of the past and working through those help build the right foundation and the right strength for laying across it an academic strategic plan for the coming years. And so those are really integrated processes because we have to ensure that as we address issues of the past and as we build for the future, everything that we're doing is consistent with our mission, reinforces the values that we have as an institution. And so we really view those as integrated activities that are moving us forward as a university.
Talking to President Linda Livingstone, and you mentioned, I want to go back now to the phase two, looking ahead and the academic strategic plan. You know, what can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see as we look forward to phase two and the academic strategic plan?
Sure. Yeah, we're really excited about rolling this out. We've not done a comprehensive academic strategic plan in the past, and so our interim provost, Michael McClendon, has been working diligently with our deans, our department chairs, and our faculty to build out priorities from an academic perspective. And so as we roll that out this spring, we will have a draft of that to our board in the February meeting of the board, and then we will hopefully have a final version of that for approval of the board at the May meeting. And there's going to be kind of three aspects of that plan. It will include academic strategies that really drive research and our aspirations to be one of the top research universities in the country while maintaining our Christian identity. It will have a facilities plan associated with it that will underpin that. And then it will have a campaign. And so there will be a comprehensive fundraising campaign that underpins the facilities and the academic strategy. And again, this will be the first time the university's done a comprehensive fundraising campaign. We've done focused campaigns and project-based campaigns. And so building that integrated model of academic strategy, facilities, and capital campaign is kind of a unique undertaking for us, and it's a tremendous amount of work, and I have to give my leadership team great credit for the work they've put into it to date. And so we're really looking forward to rolling that out, getting feedback over the coming months so that we can bring that to closure and then move towards implementation as we move into the summer.
Are there some areas academically that you're excited about seeing rolled out or excited about seeing a part of that?
We have faculty doing research in some really fascinating areas. And so I think that in that plan, there will be a focus. We have a tremendous amount of work going on in the healthcare space. A huge portion of our students, 25% or more, want to go into healthcare fields. So there will be a portion of that plan that relates to healthcare types of things, research and other elements. We've got a lot of faculty across units of the school or the units of the university doing research in the healthcare space. So you will see that. You will see some emphasis in some of our engineering and science areas. We have a really strong material science portion of our university doing some really interesting work. So you will see that. We care deeply about sort of ethics and the role that we think about as a Christian institution, how ethics flows through all aspects of the academic enterprise. And so that you'll see portions of that. So I think it's going to be a really broad one that engages all of our community. And you'll also see a lot of interdisciplinary focus in the projects and the research areas that come out of this.
So academically, the facilities of the campaign, we're looking forward to that. And the weeks ahead here in 2018.
Absolutely. And we'll be happy to come back at some point in the future and talk in more detail as we have that in a much more final form.
That sounds good. Well, as we head into the final couple minutes of the program, Dr. Livingstone here on Baylor Connections, I want to ask you, what's really stood out to you? You know, we talk about Baylor being strong and resilient with everything that's happened in the last couple of years, with everything the university has built in really positive ways as well. What stood out most to you about the resiliency of the Baylor community and institutionally?
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely, it is a strong institution. And I mentioned earlier that even through the challenges of the last couple of years, our enrollment has stayed strong. Our endowment is strong. Our giving has been strong. And you don't always see that with universities that have gone through really significant, painful periods in their life. You oftentimes see enrollment drops. You see giving drops. And so I think it indicates that people love the institution. They want to help the institution get through the difficult times. And I also think it helps us to understand that we are a unique place that provides a unique learning experience for people. And everyone recognizes that we need places like Baylor. We need Baylor that's going to be a significant Christian institution at the highest levels of academics. And so that has been really affirming for me and giving me great hope that the opportunities ahead of us are significant and that we can build an even better and stronger Baylor in the years ahead.
Well, great. President Livingstone, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to discussing this more with you here in the future on Baylor Connections.
Thanks so much, Derek. It's a pleasure to be with you.
That is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, and this has been the opening edition of Baylor Connections here on 103.3 KWBU-FM. Baylor Connections is a weekly conversation series with the people shaping our future. In the weeks ahead here on 103.3 FM, we will hear from Baylor professors. We'll hear from staff members shaping important issues as they relate to our community, to Baylor students, and to higher education. You can hear an archive of the program. Just go to baylor.edu/connections. We will have that up each week so you can go back and hear once again from President Livingstone and our guests in the future. Thanks for joining us today. I am Derek Smith, and thanks once again to Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. This has been Baylor Connections on 103.3 KWBU-FM, Waco.